I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An agreement between Syria and Lebanon should have paved the way for the flood of refugees to go home. Heart for Lebanon's Daoud Anaout tells us the process will take years. Complicating the issue is the ongoing violence in the north and no infrastructure. But the biggest reason they're not going home? Trauma.
We sometimes think prayer is a simple thing, but it's one of the hardest things when you don't know for what you are praying for. Especially with when you are not here, when you don't see it firsthand. It's hard to share the experience, but we believe that prayers are being answered. And we encourage everyone to join us in prayers because, again, God is doing miracles in the lives of the people.
And Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, is helping students in the Middle East receive a seminary education. Salam was one such recent graduate.
When I started my ministry in the church, I used the materials from PTE to use it with my ministry inside the church. So because in the church, I am a youth pastor, I'm working with the youth people, so I use it in preaching for the young and for all the activities that we have in the church for the youth. So it really improved my maturity with Christ, and also it reflects to the other people that I am serving them.
Salam received his master's degree and shares PTEE in making education even more accessible through online teaching. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering their free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.